Kira, what about you? I know that you teach South African history at secondary school level. How did you become interested in teaching this history?
So I was in primary school in the 90s, and I remember I had a primary school teacher who was from South Africa. I think he was Indian South African. And I remember the way he would talk about the release of Mandela and what that meant. And I had this part of me was always somewhat interested in South African history, or apartheid specifically. And then I learned about it at GCSE. But I never really took it on further than that until I got a job teaching A-level history at secondary school. And the way that it works with A-level is a teacher will generally specialize in a topic, and it just happened that the topic that was available was South Africa. So I was excited in a way, but also quite terrified because I think my history journey represents many people in a similar sort of age group, which is you do a bit of medieval history in the early part of your school career, and then as you get into the exam sort of element of things, you just do modern history, which is what my degree was in. And it was a very Anglo-centric, European-centric history that I had. So I was quite excited to take on teaching South African history, although incredibly intimidated as well, in terms of doing justice to it and teaching it in the way that it deserves to be taught.